Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. This week, as we close in on the school's annual spring break, it's a good point for the softball program, which has completed a month of non-conference tournaments and will open Sunbelt play on Saturday, to visit with junior pitcher Devin Brown. Devin, thanks for stopping in this week.
Well, thanks for having me.
So far this season, you guys are off to a 17-3 start, and you are receiving votes in the NFCA poll that was released yesterday, and you've received votes in polls for the last couple weeks. Did you guys expect to have this kind of success early and to gain this kind of recognition as you head into conference play?
Well, for us, the recognition is always a byproduct, so that kind of thing isn't really what we're focused on. But the games and stuff, I think we knew we were going to be successful this year as long as we stayed locked into what we were doing, because we have a very talented group this year.
If you were able to put your finger on one or two keys as to why the team has gotten off to such a fast start this year, what do you think those would be?
Well, for a lot of us, I think it's a little bit of it can't be like last year again. We didn't have a really great year last year, and I think a lot of people were very upset about that. So this year, I think everyone came back just like ready to go. Like, we're going to beat people this year, and we're going to have a really great year.
You mentioned that, and that was the next question up I had on the list, and it's that as a freshman, you were on the team that made a regional. And then, you know, last year, you guys won 33 games but came up just short in that goal. And has that affected the way that you, whether individually or as a team, set goals for this spring?
I think the goals are the same, but the way we're going about executing them is different. There's more determination, I think, to meet those goals this year, whereas last year it was just obvious that it wasn't good enough. So we've stepped it up this year.
So for our listeners out there, so far this season, you've appeared in 12 games, 7-2 record, 0.75 ERA. You've also got three saves, and you've struck out 91 in just under 66 innings. When you're pitching well, what's the key? What works best for you?
I just have to go out there and think about making pitches. You know, I can't think about the strikeouts or, you know, the innings or anything like that. I just have to go in and make one pitch at a time. So,
as I mentioned, you've started 9 games, completed 6 of them, but the other 3 games you've been called on, you've come in relief and gotten a save. And I think that that's a completely different situation. One you know well in advance and you can kind of go about a way to prepare, and the other one you're thrown into the fire under the gun. How much of a difference is it for you when you know you're starting versus coming in relief, and how do you handle those two situations?
Honestly, it's not that much different. I have to go into a start, you know, I have to manage my time a little better because I'm warming up, you know, before the game. But during the game, you just stay warm because we're a staff and you have to be ready to help someone if they need it. So that's the only difference, really.
You don't think, I mean, is there a sense of pressure? Because obviously when you're coming in relief, especially in the middle of the inning, that usually means you're looking at some base runners on, a tight ball game, and you know you got to get out of a jam to protect the lead. Or do you kind of wipe that away mentally and just, okay, if I get the batter out, all is good?
Well, to me, that's my favorite part because that's where the challenges are. So,
when you are starting, what kind of routine do you have? What do you do leading up to the game? Once let's say, whether it's home and you show up in the locker room or on the road when you guys get from the hotel to the field, what do you do on a normal basis to get ready for a start?
Well, normally I just, I jog and stretch with the team, and then I try to wait until about 10, 15 minutes before game time, and I pitch, and then I hit some batters beforehand to make sure, like, everything's mixing right, and then if it is, I just go pitch.
I'm sure it must be nice to be able to just keep it that simple. I mean, you don't overcomplicate it, and then it when something maybe doesn't go the way you want, you don't have to necessarily overanalyze anything.
That's very true. I used to have a problem with that, especially in high school. So I used to freak out if my curveball wasn't working in my warm-up. I couldn't throw it in a game. It was awful. And now I'm just like, it'll work. I know it'll work. And I just move on.
So as a freshman, you were part of a staff and worked with Ferris Beard, an all-region pitcher during her time here. And now you're being coached by the first All-American in program history in Hannah Campbell. How much has being around those two and the success they had before you got here helped you develop and grow as a pitcher?
I would say it's probably the thing that helped me the most. I mean, they set a really high standard coming in for what Jag softball pitching is supposed to be like, and especially having the opportunity to learn from Hannah is just incredible. She's an amazing person, and she's an amazing coach.
So you are a local recruit. You're from Mobile. You went to Theodore High School. You were All-State twice in your time at Theodore. When you got to South Alabama, what kind of expectations did you have for your freshman year?
Well, it was absolutely nothing like I expected. I don't know what I expected. Like, I feel like I just expected to come in and play softball some and, like, go to class. And I don't think I realized exactly how much time I was going to be spending playing softball. But I'm, like, pleasantly surprised. It's really nice.
How did you find the jump was in terms of opponents, the talent level of who you were facing, and kind of how good you had to be productive for the Jaguars?
Well, at the beginning of the season, we do a lot of live batting practice, and that's when I first found out, wow, I'm not good enough for this yet. So when they went out, like, I mean, people were just hitting balls over the fence left and right, and I'm like, I think I should work on some things. So that was, I think, where I realized there's a huge jump in talent, and I had to make some adjustments.
Now, in fairness, at the end of your freshman year, you go back and look at the numbers, and you went 12-5 and had a couple of saves and struck out 183 in 117 innings with a 2.80 ERA. What changes did you make? Your teammates helped you obviously open the door to learning, to moving up a level. What were those changes you made? Because you obviously had an impact.
Well, I had to completely restructure the way I pitched just in general. All my form was wrong, and we had to go over all of it and change it and fix it and refine some things, get better at placement. So,
going through that, I mean, how was it frustrating, or was it just that you knew, okay, that at the end of the day, this is going to allow me to play and contribute, so whatever?
I think there were definitely times it was frustrating because you've been pitching all your life and then you're like, why can't I pitch? I don't know how to do this anymore. It's awful. And then I think overall I was really pumped and excited to, like, make those changes, but it was definitely a long haul to get that to happen.
So last year you ended up going 20-12, struck out 324 in just under 207 innings. Had a 1.66 ERA and three saves. The numbers took a massive jump. Some of it's obviously more time in the circle, but what did you do after your freshman year before your sophomore season to be able to make those improvements? Because you went from being one of the three players on the staff that helped the team get to a regional to an all-region and an all-conference selection.
Well, after freshman year, my form had pretty much been set up to where I was set up to be successful because of my form. So after that, we were able to work a lot more strategy, a lot more spotting, a lot more hitting exactly where I'm supposed to hit instead of over the middle of the plate, and I think that helped a lot.
We're visiting this week on Inside Jag Nation with junior pitcher Devin Brown from the Jaguar softball team. 17-3 record in non-conference play to date. That includes 4 weekends of tournaments. And I want to ask you, because now the schedule changes. You go from weekends where you're playing 5-6 games in 3 days, and now you're going to conference series, which is a doubleheader on one day and a single game on the other. Does it make the game easier for you, knowing that there's less work that you're going to be going in? Maybe you can, whether it's throw harder or more energy, or does it not affect the way you do business and how you approach pitching on weekends now?
I would say the way it affects business is that now it's the same team 3 times. So whereas before, 5 teams, it's still 5 different teams, so you can get away with a little bit more because they haven't seen you. But when it's the same team, now they're getting like 8 at-bats instead of the 3, and it's like now you have to be extra perfect because they've seen you before.
2 questions on that. First, obviously, I think that leads to, if you want to be successful, you're in a position to where you have to make in-game adjustments. And that might not have been in the case in high school where you were blowing people away. How did you learn to make them? And is that talking with Coach Clark and Coach Campbell in the dugout between innings? Or is that like when someone's up, you and whoever's catching for you that day, you all remember, hey, this happened last at bat, so we need to change this or do the same thing?
Hannah plays a big part in that. She keeps the scouting report, and between innings, I always go over, and Hannah and I go over the next few people and what we did last time and what our plan is this time compared to last time. So unless we are struggling and we go way past the people we covered, then it's on me. But for the most part, Hannah helps me with that.
And then the other question about that then is how much time do you put in the scouting prior to the weekend? For example, you guys are playing Georgia State Saturday and Sunday. You've had 2 years of experience against them. How much do you go back and look at the kids you know are back that you're going to see this weekend to try and put together a game plan in advance?
I would say usually as much as I have time for. Hannah, they do most of the work when it comes to scouting report. And, I mean, Hannah goes over that stuff like a zillion times. And then I just do what she tells me to do.
I want to go back now, before South Alabama, before Theodore High School. Devin, when did you start playing softball, and do you remember why you started playing the game?
I was 4, and my dad told me to, so I went out there, and I just remember that it was never about, for my family, I don't think it was ever really about, like, just go have fun and, like, play things. My mom was like, hey, like, throw the ball, throw it right, you know, and, like, that's just how it's been my whole life, and I've always enjoyed it, so.
Now, did you end up, I mean, down here, I think there are a lot of travel teams, and softball outside of school is pretty popular where you can play on a lot of weekends, even if it's not in school. How about lessons? Did you go through a lot of individual stuff to get to where you're at today? And if you did, kind of maybe how many times a week, how many hours went into that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I played on a travel team, too, and so I spent just hours and hours at practice for travel teams, and after practice, I would go to my own pitching lessons at least once a week, and we would do, you know, we'd pitch for like an hour there. I think that happened for probably a good, like, 10, 12 years, so.
Have you always pitched from the start, or when did you figure out that was the position for you, that's what you wanted to do?
I was actually on a team in park ball when I was 9 years old, where our pitcher quit. and we lost every single game we played because we walked in six runs, and then we would try to bat, and it was, like, the worst season of my life, and I wanted to quit, and my family said, no, you can't quit, and I said, well, then I want to pitch, because I will never be on a team that doesn't have a pitcher again.
As you were doing this, you know, obviously you said you put a lot of time into it. Were there any other sports you were interested in, or has it always been just softball for you?
Softball's always been my favorite, but I did play volleyball and basketball in high school, but I was horrible at basketball. I was just on the team because we weren't very good. And volleyball, my dad actually played AAA beach volleyball, so I really loved volleyball, but I'm not really tall enough to be good at it, so softball's always been my favorite.
Does that mean, did you find that maybe in that time outside of softball when you were doing those sports, there's kind of an enjoyment about it, more less pressure, more fun, because it's not necessarily business?
I found that they were more frustrating because I wasn't as good at them, and I'm still really competitive, so I just spent the whole time like, man, you should come see me play softball, because I'm better at that.
So when you go back to your time at Theodore, you were All-State the first time as a sophomore, so I'm sure you started drawing attention from college coaches, including Coach Clark. Do you remember when you first heard from her and other coaches and the recruiting process started, and was, had you already been thinking about a college scholarship before then?
I always knew I wanted to play in college, and I did start hearing from them about that time, and I remember they would all come to tournaments and stuff, and it was really cool. That was probably my favorite part of the experience.
If you're interested in sharing with us, what other schools recruited you as actively as Coach Clark did and were in consideration when it came time to make a decision where you wanted to go to college?
Troy recruited me for a little while, but at the time, South was just a much better place to be, I think. And I also was recruited by Florida State, but they never seemed as interested, so when it came time, I decided to go with South.
You still have plenty of this season left and your senior year, but do you have any long-term goals in softball that you're willing to share with our listeners?
I mean, I think everyone's goal is ultimately to play professionally. I would love to do that. I would also really, really love to go to the Olympics because softball's back in it. Woo-hoo! And I know that's like a huge goal. That's pretty lofty, but I think everyone can hope for it. So,
visiting with Devin Brown from the softball team this week on Inside Jag Nation. Your first 2 years, you've been named a Coaches Association All-American Scholar. You're majoring in graphic design. You do well in the classroom to get those honors. How'd you get interested in that major, that path, and what are your hopes once softball ends and the career is over and you retire? You know, what do you want to do long-term in that field that you're working in now?
Well, it's interesting because I started out a physics major, and I had zero artistic ability at all. Like, I couldn't even draw a good stick person, and I just got so bored in physics, and I realized that even though I'm good at something, maybe I don't have to do that. So I went and actually took a career placement test thing, and the lady was like, wow, you're, like, off the charts creative, and I was like, I am? And so she recommended, like, an art major, and I was like, well, you know what? That sounds fun. Let's do it, because honestly, I'm probably going to be a softball coach or do something softball-related forever. So I was like, I might as well, you know, branch out, see what I like, and I've actually really loved it. It's one of my favorite things.
You find that in something like that, and I'm not going to imply that you don't work at it or, you know, there are plenty of assignments you got to turn in, but maybe because you're involved in art and there's interpretation in that and some, I think, freedom rather than being, whether it's physics or accounting. There are a lot of things out there that are very cut and dried. You feel like the freedom actually helps you relax and maybe is is a fun thing outside of softball?
Definitely. I definitely use art as, like, my escape from softball, and I use softball as my escape from art. Like, they both have a lot of pressure, but I can usually get away from them by doing the other one.
Visiting with junior pitcher Devin Brown this week on Inside Jag Nation. We appreciate the time, but before we let you go and start your preparations for this weekend's trip to Georgia State, wanted to ask you a few questions, probably not softball related. First thing that comes to your mind, I know that it's a lot of time commitment to be a student athlete in college, but when you have free time, what's your favorite thing to do?
Usually I sleep now. I used to like to read or paint or, you know, do something fun, like creative, but now I sleep.
What's your favorite sport outside of softball?
Volleyball, definitely.
What's the best athletic event you've ever attended as a fan?
I don't really get to attend athletic events because I'm either playing or practicing.
All right. Well, then that makes this next question more appropriate. You have a chance to go to one athletic event on your bucket list. What is it?
I'd really like to go to a Super Bowl.
If you are going on a dream vacation, where are you going?
Somewhere with the beach.
Even though there's a beach an hour away.
Somewhere with a really nice beach that's, like, really far away.
What's your favorite movie?
Probably The Avengers. I like superhero movies.
Favorite book?
Little Women.
Favorite musical artist?
I don't know. Taylor Swift.
And down the line, when your career is over, you're coaching somewhere, someone's bought your artwork for a ton of money, you're famous, and a director comes in and says, we're going to make a movie of the Devin Brown story. What actress plays Devin Brown in that movie?
Anna Kendrick, but personality, not because of looks.
Folks, that's been Devin Brown with the Jaguar softball team on Inside Jag Nation this week. Devin, appreciate the time. Wish you the best of luck, not just in Atlanta this weekend, but the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on usajaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags!